What is that?
Yeah, it's a World Cup holder.
Like the soccer tournament World Cup?
Holder. For the world. Fits every car, holds every cup.
It has a Carvana logo?
Yeah, Carvana made it. They buy and sell cars, so they made a car cup holder. So, got any good cups lately?
Yeah, used to. I just couldn't figure out where in the world to put them.
The World Cup holder. Brought to you by Carvana. Proud sponsors of the World Cup holder.
Sign up today to win yours at cup-holder2026.com. Not authorized or endorsed by FIFA. Not a real product. For parody and fair use purposes only.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
Hi, welcome to a brand new episode here at Gamertag Radio. The host, Danny Pena, and also joining me is Rihanna Manuel Pena. What's up, Rhi?
Hello out there. We're racing towards the end of our coverage here.
Yeah. We have more coming, but it's not the end, but we have a lot. But there's one game that you got to check out because, we like racing games. And this one is a Hot Wheels game. So tell us a little bit. What's the full official name of this game, by the way?
The full official name is Hot Wheels Infinite Rush. And this is coming to us from Milestone SRL. These are the people who did Hot Wheels Unleashed, if you're a fan of the franchise. So you'll recognize that kind of work. It's coming to PC from Steam and Epic stores, PlayStation, Xbox Series, Nintendo Switch 2. And that is on September 24th.
Wow, that's a tough crowded date there. So, yeah, tell us a little bit about this game. Did it stood out to you? Your thoughts about this one?
Yeah, well, the cool thing about Hot Wheels Infinite Rush is that in previous Hot Wheels games or different things that they've worked with as licensors, there's been Hot Wheels cars that were kind of like, placed in a world where everything's huge and you're a little toy-sized driver, right? Mm-hmm. Well, in Hot Wheels Infinite Rush, the world has been shrunken down to fit you. So you are a Hot Wheels car in a real-sized world. And you can drive in and out of buildings. You get to, go on roads that are built for the size you are. And it's basically you're playing inside the toy world. And so everything is toy size. So it's pretty cool. It makes it feel a little bit more akin to the racers we play that are more true to life. And it still has all of that customization and collectibleness goodness for people who love a bunch of cars and a bunch of parts, right? I think they say they have more than 150 vehicles to collect through different events and challenges. So this is one of those games that you could play for a very long time, just free roaming, doing different events and unlocking all of the cars.
That's cool. So did you get the chance to play like with multiple people? Were you solo? Was it with the dev team? How was that experience, that part?
Yeah, so I played single player, and some of the challenges that I did were all kind of laid out in a free roam world. So you can press a button to check out your map, and then you see different icons along the screen in whatever world you happen to be in, and you can go to them. So you'll see an icon for a stuntman mode, which is my favorite. I'll talk about that in a second. You could go look for a time attack or a drift race or a 12-person race, which can put you in multiplayer with other folks. So I mostly played single-player stuff because I really just got obsessed with it. It was a lot of fun. But also, each world, you can drive off of a ramp that floats you into a separate world. And then you have a whole nother map filled with things to do. So there's a lot of content here. And that this was, again, just in the 20 minutes that I got in the demo and the hands-on. I tried, as I said, stuntman, drifting, and head-to-head races. And they were all really, really fun and hard. Like, there was a good amount of challenge here. And, of course, they have some accessibility options for different levels of challenge. But by far, my favorite mode was stuntman. And it's funny because the dev said that this tends to be the mode that people play with if they're used to playing racing games, but they actually wish they could just drive off the side of the road and crash into stuff on purpose. That's obviously me because that's what I do in a lot of racing games. So stuntman mode, you are purposely trying to crash into as many objects as possible within a certain amount of time to rack up points. And the idea is that you're creating a really cool cinematic looking stunt for some unseen camera. But really, I just like crashing into stuff. It's very satisfying. And I imagine it's what a lot of people as young children did with their toy cars, just smashing them into things.
I'm reading here. This game is, of course, multiplayer, but it's going to be cross-platform, which is cool.
Yeah.
And it's going to have over 150 cars.
Over 150. Yeah. As I said at the beginning, it's got a collectibles spirit in mind for sure.
But something you didn't mention, Reed, if you buy the Ultimate Deluxe Edition, you get an additional 44 additional cars.
Yeah.
So that's how, that's like almost 200 cars.
It's almost 200 cars. And I'm sure by the time they're done supporting this game, because, you know, they'll have some more updates as it comes out. It is, it's going to be pretty thick. It's going to be meaty. I will say the music is really fun. Like I said, the game modes are awesome. Each island or area is ruled by like an ultimate boss that you can go try to defeat, but they suggest you go do some of the other challenges first to sort of get your skills set up, like get your drifting unlock and make sure you know how to navigate the world really well and you know the tracks and the routes you got to take. So it's pretty cool because like once you've beaten all of them, and then you become the Rush Master, and it's a nice little accolade on top of all of the cars you get to collect.
Yeah, I wonder how this is going to be with 12 player co-op.
Sounds chaotic.
And fun. 12 players multiplayer, but it's not co-op, right?
It's a 12 person race, so you are racing against each other.
Against each other. Okay, yeah. Cool. That's pretty cool. Anything else? I know this comes out, like you said, September.
Yeah.
Which is a packed day for Series X, S, Nintendo Switch 2, and Steam, and also PS5.
Yeah. One note, they do actually have split screen. So if you want to play this couch co-op as well, you can. And I think Switch 2 has smaller races than the other platforms. So you're going to have to check my math on that once we get our hands on it and we get some online races going.
Yeah, the split screen, you could do up to 4-player, which is awesome. I thought it was only going to be 2-player, but that's really cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode. And Reed, thank you for giving us a hands-on impression of Hot Wheels Infinite Rush.
You're welcome.
All right.
What is that?
Yeah, it's a World Cup holder.
Like the soccer tournament World Cup?
Holder for the world. Fits every car, holds every cup.
It has a Carvana logo?
Yeah, Carvana made it. They buy and sell cars, so they made a car cup holder. So, got any good cups lately?
Yeah, used to, just couldn't figure out where in the world to put them.
The World Cup Holder, brought to you by Carvana, proud sponsors of the World Cup Holder.
Sign up today to win yours at cup-holder2026.com. Not authorized or endorsed by FIFA, not a real product, for parody and fair use purposes only.